This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am joined by Jenny Buchanan. Good morning, Jenny. How's it going?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very glad to hear it. Now, the thing that we're talking about today is kind of two parts. The first part is that there is a book sitting on the table in between us called Anna's Magic X-Ray, which you've written.
Yes.
So that's very cool. And also, later on, there is going to be a launch for this book coming up on the 27th of November that people could potentially come along to. But first, do you want to maybe tell us a little bit about the book and kind of what your goal was in writing it?
Yeah. So the goal was to write a medical sort of series eventually. And this is the first one, starting off with Anna's Magic X-Ray. So it's about how she goes from hurting her leg just on the trampoline to going to the doctors and going through the process of getting the X-Ray. And she's nervous at first. You know, just seeing the big machine. And then she meets Rose, who's the radiographer, and she sort of explains the magic of the X-ray. And obviously how you can see through to your bones. And that sort of puts her at ease because she loves magic. And that sort of sparks her imagination. So she imagines the X-ray machine to look like an elephant, which is the cover of the book there. And so it's just basically about how the magic of using your imagination helps. And then she's got a magic poem, which is in there.
And so, I mean, this is clearly like focused at a specific thing. You were thinking about like kids being nervous about dealing with medicine, essentially.
Yeah, different scenarios, yeah.
So, I mean, where did that come from?
So I'm working as a radiographer for years, just really seeing that a lot of the fear and anxiety comes from just the unknown. And so having these books just could help with building that knowledge, which builds that confidence. So when they do come across things, it's not so scary for them, yeah.
And did you have any background in writing, or was that just a thing that you decided to pick up for this project?
I picked it up. So I started learning for probably a few years ago. I started studying it. And just trying to learn the ins and outs of children's book writing specifically. I mean, I loved it as a kid, but obviously you just do other things.
That's indeed how life goes.
Yeah.
So you mentioned before we started recording that there's a bit of a plan for this to be part of a broader series. You said that there was another one that was with the publisher right now.
Yeah.
And I guess more in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a plan for probably at least two or three more in the brain. But the next one will be called Jake's MRI Scan in Space. So that is, that's happening now, just at the illustration planning stage. And that will be, again, using imagination and things that we use for adults as well, tips and tricks to help. I mean, a lot of adults get claustrophobic and nervous, especially when they see a big MRI machine. So it's just things we use every day.
I had to go with my kid who needed an MRI about a month ago, and it does look like something from the set of 2001. You know, like they look incredibly sci-fi if you've never seen one before.
Yeah, and it can be quite daunting at first. But if you have that little memory of reading something in a story that's relatable and then they come and see it, that's half the problem gone.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, do you have plans to, like, get these into doctors' waiting rooms, hospital waiting rooms, things like that?
That's the plan, yeah. So that's where I sort of see it a lot. In children's hospitals, there's a few big ones around. My parents have just been overseas and they actually took a copy into Great Ormond Street and those big children-focused ones and Starship. I'm going to get one to them shortly. But yeah, any waiting rooms, the GPs and the hospitals and radiology departments, be just nice to have it there so they can see it at the time or just before they go so they're prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, this sounds amazing. You mentioned that there's a launch. Well, I mentioned that there's a launch coming up on the 27th of November. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, so the main library, the lady there, Helen, is organising that. So she runs every Wednesday. She runs a session there for the young kids. I think they're kindy age. Yeah, so they'll come in at 10 a.m. For an hour there, and usually they'll have a little sing song and do some sort of crafts, and then they'll have a guest author or any other some other guest. So I'm coming in to do a reading of the book, and then we'll do a bit of singing and a little bit of colouring in and crafts, and then I'll hand out bookmarks and stickers and things like that, which are. Well, the stickers will be sort of around that positivity theme as well. And then I'll have some books there, limited books, but I should have enough, hopefully. And then I'll have them for a discounted price so they can get them and signing and things.
Excellent. Yeah. And I guess just to be clear, this is a picture book, so it is aimed at that younger age bracket. And I'm guessing that the MRI and space one is a similar sort of vibe.
Similar vibe, age sort of 4 to 9. That sort of age group before, you know, those sort of things may have happened, and just so that they're prepared before these things might come up in their lives. Yeah. And it's written so that it's not just for an X-ray or just for an MRI. So it's sort of giving them that background mindset as well to deal with whatever they might come across.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, thinking in – I mean, like I said, I had to go with my kid for an MRI. Like, once you get into those kinds of like more specialized medical spaces, everything can become quite, you know, strange and alienating. If it's it's quite different from everyday life.
Yeah.
And so if you're a kid, you know, you're less used to adapting to new situations.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be very daunting.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know if it's going to hurt or it's not going to hurt or if they're going to get, you know, just all that stuff. They're worried. They've got no idea. And yeah, just having that relatable story instead of just being told what's going to happen, they've got a story to show them and another character that they can remember that story with. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people can't make it to the launch, is there a plan to have this book on sale generally where people can get it?
Yep, at the moment it's, well, if you Google the title, there's quite a few places online that it's available, so it's probably finding the best one for you. It's with the publishers, which will come up. It'll be Nightingale, which Pegasus publishes, and then it'll be, it's on Amazon as well. But Paper Plus in New Zealand have put it on their website
now, which is nice.
So it's online for Paper Plus, not in the shops, but it's online here. So
Brilliant. That's
good to have that New Zealand
contact.
And
I mean, do you have like author social media or anything like that that people can follow if they want to keep abreast of the work that you're doing?
Yep. I'm on Instagram at Buchanan Jenny. And then on Facebook, my site is Kidsology Books, which is Kids, K-I-D-S, and then Ology, O-L-O-G-Y, books, one word. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. Jenny Buchanan, author, I think this is.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I hope you get a good turnout for the launch on the 27th. Just to remind people, that's at the Central Library. And what time is it again?
That is 10 a.m. On that first floor in the library in the children's section there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.